where steel drums, harpsichords, and green tambourines go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
Former Attorney General John Mitchell dies of a heart attack. Christina Onassis, Aristotle's daughter, and shipping magnate Eris dies of heart failure at 37. And actor John Carradine succumbs to kidney failure at 82.
Artie's Time Warp.
November 1988.
Time to care, the moment's here for us to share. Still, my heart is not always there. What more can I say to you? Could I lie to you? I'm just too weak to face the truth. Now I know I should make a move.
Chuck Klosterman provides our musical quote, "I love the way music inside a car makes you feel invisible. If you play the stereo at max volume, it's almost like the other people can't see into your vehicle. It tints your windows somehow." That's from his book, Killing Yourself to Live, 85% of a true story.
Do it again, I like it.
Okay.
You can enjoy any and all of our past editions by clicking on the treasure chest at artiestimewarp.com. Give it a try. And we're whipping up another edition to add to the mix even now. You hear the talented voices of Deb Reese, Harry Schuster, and Bruce Martin throughout the show. Jim Ayers is working behind the scenes as our control board operator and executive producer. And I'm Artemis Good, your Pied Piper of Pop, thanking you for joining us in November of 1988. Hey, let's make plans to get together again on this same frequency. And until we do so, please make every effort to stay warped.